The following program was pre-recorded.
100. Now, back to Open House with Team Reba.
Welcome back to Open House with Team Reba. This is Eric Osnes with Home Street Bank Home Mortgage.
And this is Reba Haas with Team Reba RE/MAX Metro East Side.
Why don't you introduce our guest again, Reba?
Mara Fixdahl from Communities and Schools, specifically in Renton.
Yes, welcome, Mara.
Thank you.
I'm saying your name correct, am I?
Oh, yes. Yeah, you're doing a great job. Thanks.
Oh, well, thank you. Thank you. When we were doing our promo for you last week, I was like, oh, I really hope I'm not butchering this because this is going to play all week long till she's here.
Yeah, it's
horrible to be corrected after all of that.
Well, you did a great job.
It's an unusual name, and I was going to jump at some point and goof up and call you Rooney, you know, for the, you know, Rooney Mara, the actress.
Yeah, different person.
Yeah,
who?
Different. You look kind of like her, though.
Maybe a little.
Except for without the piercings and everything. Yeah.
Who are you talking about?
there's a great movie called The Girl with the Dragon Tattoo.
Oh, that's right. You were telling me something about that this weekend.
The original version was in Swedish, but they did an American and English language version, and she was the actress in that. So that's all I know.
And you saw it in Swedish, didn't you?
Yeah.
You betcha. Oofta. And all that.
Yeah, that's right.
Hey, so I have a question for you real quick before we get into everything with Mara. Is it really Norway Day?
It is.
Yes.
And you haven't even mentioned it yet?
You want me to sing the Norwegian national anthem? Yeah, this
we've been waiting for you to do it. Go.
No, you're on.
Do it now. Do it now. Sing on command. Come on, now.
Not going to do it.
Oh, I'm so disappointed. Seriously, this is like your day. You go on and on and on about your fantastic Norwegian heritage and you won't even do it.
Maybe after the next break. Yeah.
Okay. All right.
But no, this is it. Yeah, so I think today
there's going to
be a big parade in Ballard. And everybody will be dressed up and wearing their well, it's not lederhosen, but it kind of looks like it.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
What?
That they wear some kind of lederhosen looking stuff? And
well,
you didn't wear yours
traditional
today?
Traditional costumes.
Yeah. You didn't wear yours today?
It's at the dry cleaner. Yeah.
Sure. Okay.
Well, no wonder you were able to pronounce my last name. It's
there
Norwegian
you go.
As well.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Oh, look, I'm outnumbered.
See,
I'm outnumbered. Look at that.
You can join me in the national anthem then. How's that?
Ooh, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
No, today's a special day, independence from Sweden. So that's a big day for Norwegians out there, fellow Norwegians.
Okay. All right. So that's what it's all about. Mm-hmm. It's not just Norwegian heritage. It's about the...
I believe so. Yeah.
Okay. So it's your version of Cinco de Mayo.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, got it.
4th of July.
All right. What's the beverage that would go along with that?
Akavit.
Akavit?
Mm-hmm.
And do you have to have that with that disgusting fish thing?
Lutefisk?
Yes.
Well, let's just say that if you're eating lutefisk, it's good to have akavit around.
Okay,
because
good.
That will make it go down a heck of a lot easier.
I bet.
Yeah.
Okay. A chocolate lutefisk?
Right.
Maybe that...
I have all these Oli and Lena jokes going through my head right now. But
I bet you do. Well, let's get on to Mara, shall we? So,
please.
As I mentioned in first segment, Mara and I met because she was doing a presentation for the business development group over at the Renton Chamber. And what was really cool was how many people in the room either were – somewhat familiar with your program or who had been participating in programs sort of similar to this, but they got excited because maybe they hadn't been doing those things for a while and they were like, oh, I didn't even know this was around. So can you give us a little history about Communities and Schools and
Absolutely.
What you are?
Absolutely, yeah. So Communities and Schools of Renton has been operating in the community of Renton for 20 years, a little over 20 years
wow.
now. And we started off as a partnership between the City of Renton and the Renton School District.
Okay.
And they've continued as our partners. We're our own 501c3, but they have continued to be really important partners to us. We're part of a 12 affiliate network, Communities and Schools of Washington State. And we're also an affiliate of the National Communities and Schools Organization.
Okay.
So
tell me, what do you do? How do you actually partner with the school district?
So what we do is we have site coordinators who are full-time or part-time staff people in the highest need Renton schools. So we're in 8 of the highest need Renton elementary schools, all 3 middle schools, and Renton High School. And our site coordinators provide a lot of different things for families in need. They help broker services. So if students need clothing or shoes or food, they help provide their or connect them to organizations that can help them with that. They work with local churches to bring in needed items like school supplies or personal hygiene items. And they also just really connect the kid and the family to school. That's our primary job. We're a dropout prevention organization. So everything we do, we try to make sure that that kid and that family is feeling at home in the school and that the school is a place that's warm and welcoming and somewhere they want to go. And we really focus on students who are having attendance problems, academic problems, and sometimes behavioral problems. And a lot of that comes from poverty.
Right.
Okay, yeah. So is there a profile for your typical student?
Our typical student, our typical student is living in poverty. In fact, nearly 50% of all students in the Renton School District are on free and reduced lunch now, which is a poverty indicator. And we have one school that it's almost 90% of our students are living on free and reduced lunch. Mm-hmm. And so,
oh my goodness, 90?
Mm-hmm, yep. Yeah, our community is really changing. It's nearly 90. I don't think it's quite 90, but nearly.
Wow.
And so most of our students have, they've got a lot of stuff going on at home. As you guys well know, housing is really expensive. And so a lot of our families are unable to afford safe, comfortable housing. And so a lot of times their homes are not that safe. Mom and dad might be working a couple of different jobs trying to just keep the family afloat. Often our students are food insecure, so they are having trouble keeping their tummies full, and they're having a lot of trouble concentrating in school. They often don't have the school supplies they need. They often don't have the clothing they need, and they often, especially for the kids that I focus on, don't have a supportive adult who's consistent and caring and who is there to talk about school and life and all that stuff that's so important that so many of us just take for granted that we had growing up.
Right. Sure. Now, is some of that also impacted by people coming in for, like, refugee?
Absolutely. Okay. Yeah, we have.
Because I know that there's a large number of languages spoken in the Renton School District. I think there's like 70-something.
There's a lot.
Mm-hmm. And I've heard like Highline School District is as high as 150, which is like, holy cow.
Yeah, we absolutely do have a refugee population. But I would say the majority of the students are from families that look a lot like we do sitting here in this room.
Right.
So our families do come from all over, and they come from all over the country too, looking for jobs, looking for a better life. And they come here and realize it's very expensive to live here. Even in a suburb such as Renton, the housing prices are very, very high.
Oh yeah. Just as a point of reference for listeners, the average house across the United States, average price of a home is around $250,000, $275,000. And a median price point for like a 3-bedroom home in Renton is currently about $450,000.
Right. And when you make minimum wage, that makes it very difficult to afford for families. So we're seeing an upsurge in poverty, especially in South King County. Mm-hmm. And so a lot of what we have been doing for the past 20 years is really meeting that need. We're seeing a lot of movement from urban poverty to more suburban poverty. And so the school district has had to make a lot of changes, and as has the city, and Communities and Schools just fits really well into that area to try and help students and their families really engage in school. And a lot of our families have come from places of not being felt accepted in school, or maybe they didn't have a good experience in school. And so they're already feeling like school's not a happy, healthy place for them to be.
Right.
And so,
they're feeling disenfranchised.
Absolutely. And so that's another thing that our site coordinators do. They're often the people that families who will talk to no one else, they will talk to our site coordinators.
Oh, wow. Okay. So you mentioned South King County in general. So as we were kind of preparing for today, you mentioned also Kent and Federal Way have this program as well?
Yeah, so the mentor program specifically, many of our affiliates have similar programs with the site coordinators being in schools. But as far as the mentor program specifically, Communities and Schools of Kent has a very similar mentor program to ours, as does Communities and Schools of Federal Way. So we operate on a really similar basis. We're all our own independent organizations, but the program managers and I work very closely together, and our students often move in between the different districts.
Right. So they can get at least a consistent experience. working with your organization to help those transitions, because just changing schools can be
very difficult.
Very difficult. Because I remember as a child, when our family moved from Oregon back to the Midwest, where my family was primarily from, even at that young age, when I think I was in kindergarten, we moved mid-year. Mm-hmm. And I remember getting to the school and being picked on and not having, I mean, I had a safe home environment, but just that experience of being picked on and name calls and all the other things that came with it, made for a bad experience.
Yeah. And imagine if you didn't have that supportive person at home who was telling you it's going to be okay.
Right.
You know, you're supported, you're loved, you're cared about, you know, and that's exactly the kind of kid that we're looking for a mentor for. You know, we have a lot of kids who move all the time,
right.
You know, really looking for that stable housing. And we have kids whose families just aren't able to be supportive of them for whatever reason. Right. And really bringing in that mentor makes an incredible difference in their lives. Kids, go from, you know, being little, we call them icebergs, you know, they're very closed up, closed in, they don't look adults in the eye, they don't smile, to
they're just trying to survive.
Yeah, after they meet with their mentors towards the end of the year, they are smiling, you know, they're looking adults in the eye. And while that may not seem like, you know, a giant leap forward, it really
is. Yeah.
So tell me, what does a typical mentor do? What types of activities are involved?
Well, the neat thing about our program is that we don't have any prescribed activities. So you get to go in, you meet during the school day and on school grounds for an hour a week. And you can put together Legos, or you can, you know, make models. We have mentors who go outside and play basketball. They do arts and crafts. It can be no-bake cooking is a really big thing with mentors and mentees right now.
Okay.
But
well, that's cool.
Be...
So it's truly being a mentor. It's not being a tutor, because some people might get turned off choosing to get involved in something like this, because they're like, oh, I don't want to have to help somebody with their homework, especially with the new math nowadays. But... Well. But from this standpoint, just being present.
Yes, yes. You're
that's
just
really
there.
What it is, being present.
Absolutely. You're just there to be a consistent, caring adult in this child's life. And that's what our kids need. They need that adult who can come in and say, hey, how was your day? Hey, what's going on? How are things going? You know, and just there to be a listener and someone that consistently shows up. Because for a lot of kids, they don't have anyone who has consistently shown up for them. And just that presence means so much more to them than anything that you could actually bring in or do.
Right. Okay. No, that's really fantastic. Okay. Well, how about when we come back, I want to talk a little bit about how people can get involved, what steps they have to take to do that, and all of the, how they can reach out to you to maybe get involved. Thanks for listening to Open House with Team Reba. We'll be right back.